No, Shirlene, you don't have to do that. I just wanted to tell you what was going on, just in case, you know? And now that I'm saying it out loud, the whole scenario sounds utterly ridiculous. I'm sure I'm just being overly paranoid as usual. I'll keep you informed if anything else happens. I promise, I pleaded. A calmer Shirlene responded. Okay, love. But you promise to call me and the cops if this freak tries to take crazy to the next level? Absolutely. I'll call you a bit later. Thanks, Shirlene. Hitting the disconnect button, I wondered what the next level would be. As I pulled into the driveway and opened the garage door, I anticipated seeing Petra or Tiny running to the window. But nothing. I closed the garage and walked through the door that led to the kitchen and still, nothing. No one was running to greet me or brushing up and down my legs. Where was everyone? That's when I saw it. Turning the corner into the living room, the entire wall was desecrated, smeared with photographs of me at the grocery store, outside the house gardening, driving. It was so eerie, I got a cold chill up my spine, and the little hairs on the back of my neck stood upright to attention. Right above the photos, in red paint, were the words, "Silence is golden." His message was clear. The tall, wiry man with the red hair wanted me to remain silent about something. But what? This was definitely the next level. Shirlene was right, as usual. Remembering why I was headed to the living room in the first place, I looked down in search of my babies. There was a sinking feeling in the pit of my stomach when I saw the first drop of red on the carpet. I was convincing myself it was just a drop of paint when I saw the second drop. I covered my mouth with my hand and held my breath. There was no way anyone could be that cruel. I followed the drops down the hallway until the trail stopped in front of the linen closet. I could feel my hands trembling as I reached for the knob